And welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And welcome to a terrific Tuesday.
Terrific Tuesday.
November 15th.
Day two of the preparation for the holidays.
That's right. Right? It's okay. Just going to be day after day after day. And then it's going to be day one.
Constant reminders.
Day one of recovery from the holidays. Day two for recovery.
As hard as we can.
Well, and if you, depending on who you are, the day after Christmas is the first day to prepare for next Christmas. So,
are you listening, Miss Cassie?
So, but today we're going to talk about a great article that I think fits in with not only the holidays coming up, but with sort of life in general.
I laugh every time I think of this article because I've thought about this 1,000 times.
That's right. That's right.
With my, and to see it in writing like this just makes me chuckle.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
It's an article we found on a website called popsugar.com. And it was published this past weekend on the 11th. And it's called Why You Really Shouldn't Try to One-Up Your Childhood with Your Own Kids. And it's written by Your Tango. So I that's another site. I think that they wrote
it. Is that
it
a person?
I don't know. Somebody.
Yo Tango.
Your Tango.
Your Tango.
Your Tango. Okay. But this is a great article because I think that it really highlights in direct and sometimes irreverent ways some of the challenges that we really do experience as parents today. And some of the things that we see in the parenting of others.
Right.
Right. And so what the article really gets to is our tendency to live vicariously through our children by making sure that they have and do things that we would have liked to have or do when we were kids. They use a great example of the Easy Bake Oven.
I can hardly talk about this. I'm laughing so hard because.
So they use a great example of the Easy Bake Oven. They say, okay, so, you know, if you didn't get the Easy Bake Oven when it came out in 1976 or whenever it was,
right,
even though it was relatively inexpensive, if you didn't get it and you were damaged and hurt by that,
you
may be a parent who then makes sure that your child doesn't go without, that your child gets everything that they want because you don't want them to experience it. And the twist that I think is really fascinating is the idea that you're not doing it because you necessarily feel like your child is worthy. You're doing it because you're trying to be a better parent than your parent, than you feel like your parent may have been.
And
that's a really interesting twist.
Right. We many, many times on the show, we've talked about how do you deal with disappointment?
Right.
You know, what a positive effect.
Right.
To learn how to deal with failure, to learn how to deal with disappointment, to learn how to deal with loss. And we talk about it, and we talk about it, and talk about it. One of the things that we did when we were growing up is we learned how to deal with disappointment because you couldn't have everything you wanted.
Okay? Right.
So new toys would come out and other kids would get them and you wouldn't. And how do you deal with jealousy? How do you deal with envy? How do you deal with disappointment?
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that over time. We're trying to give our children what we didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, we're denying them the opportunity to learn how to deal with disappointment and failure and loss and envy and jealousy. And that's what this article is about.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm thinking, I'm raising the children that I didn't like when I was growing up because they were spoiled and they had everything.
That's right.
And they had this sense of entitlement. And they were kids that we didn't like because they were spoiled and feeling entitled. And we weren't, you know, because we had to deal with disappointment. We didn't get everything we wanted. Now we're raising the children that we didn't like.
Right, right. Yeah, and I think
I still love my children.
Right.
I mean,
I think that the entitlement piece is really important because what it does is, or that really depicts and really highlights what we're talking about here.
Right.
In the article, they use a slightly different adjective to describe kids that fall into this category, but entitled is really what we're talking about. Kids that just expect to get what they want or expect things to work out for them just because they are because they want it or because they are who they are.
When my lovely daughter was 16, she informed me that everybody she knows, when I told her I wouldn't buy her a car for her 16th birthday, she said, everybody I know gets a car for their 16th birthday. you know, challenge, parent challenge, right?
Yeah.
But
did you tell her to get new friends?
Well, you have a, she said, everybody drives to school. And I said, no, there aren't 1,200 cars in the parking lot.
Right.
You know, there are 1,200 students in the school. Not everybody's driving to school. Well, I don't know anybody who isn't driving to school. So you do get these little challenges along the way, but you have to hold fast because you also want, you want to do things for your children. That's understandable. And you want to do more than your parents were able to do for you. But you also want your children to learn how to deal with disappointment and how to deal with not having the latest, best, and most of everything. I remember years and years and years ago, more than probably before you were born, cross pens.
Yeah.
You know, cross pens.
I do.
And they were becoming the rage of middle school students.
Oh.
And I mean, adults, you know, like attorneys and doctors were using cross pens.
Like middle schoolers wanted a pen?
That was what they had to have. They had to have not a pen, a cross pen.
Right.
That'd be like today, everybody wants a Mont Blanc pen, you know, like middle schoolers. No?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
They're very expensive, very, very well-made pens, but they're usually used by high-level professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be the same thing that everybody had to have a cross pen when they were in seventh or eighth grade or maybe in elementary school. And if you didn't get one, of course, you weren't part of the group. So that came to mind, but,
So
try to fight the urge.
Right.
Give your children everything. They need to learn how to deal with some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
And they're going to learn some important life lessons by not getting everything right now.
Right. And I think that it's important for parents to want to, to learn from their experience so that then they can be better parents than what their parents were. They can look at the challenges and the mistakes that their parents may have made and then adjust and modify their parenting or their management of their children to make better decisions. But you know what's going to happen is, of course, your kids are going to try to do the same thing. They're going to be able to reflect back and look and say, oh man, I would really can't believe my parents did this or did that or made this decision or that decision. Mm-hmm. So we're always going to make mistakes. We're always going to be able to look back and say, well, we probably should have done that a little bit differently.
Right.
So don't approach parenting from the perspective that you're going to be a perfect parent, that you're going to fix all the wrongs that you've seen and experienced so that you can, you know, be that perfect parent. Because there is no such thing as a perfect parent. We only do our best, and part of doing our best, as you said a moment ago, is allowing our kids to experience disappointment and frustration. You know, if you want to get your kid the Easy Bake Oven, well, they probably don't do, or a cross pin. I've never heard of a kid caring about getting a pin.
It was the rage. It was all the rage
because everybody else was using the quill.
Actually, it was a clay tablet.
Clay tablet. And
it would dry out before lunchtime. You know, so then,
you had to chisel. So, the idea is that there's nothing wrong with if they want something like that, teaching them some responsibility and having them earn it. You know, if you want to get it for them, that's fantastic. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And if you have the means to do it, all the better.
Right.
But don't just give it to them.
Right.
Have them earn it. Have them do some things to demonstrate that this work is what led to me being able to accomplish this or to get this or to have this thing that I wanted.
That's right.
And then they're going to value it more. I mean, you know, most of you, I'm sure, can certainly look at your home and see some of the things that your kid really wanted, and you go out there and you buy it, and now it's like stuffed in the bottom of the closet.
Right.
And it's not that it wouldn't necessarily otherwise be in the bottom of the closet.
Right.
But when we don't have to work for something, it loses value.
Right.
You know, Freud talked about that when it came to mental health treatment and medical treatment in general. He said one of the things that he guided people with is, you know, you should never give it away for free, because when you give it something away for free, when a person doesn't have to work for it or pay for something, there's no value to it. And so they don't appreciate it and they don't use it the way that they should.
Right. And when your children do get to that age of 15, 16, 17, and they start making little noises, little clamoring noises about wanting a car. You can buy them a car.
Right.
But you don't have to buy them a $35,000 sports car or even a brand new car.
Right.
You know, get them a little car that they can practice on. They're going to get some dings and some dents. Mm-hmm. They don't need to have, they can get a little used car and learn how to drive. And they don't need a brand new car that you're going to have to pay for
right.
5 years.
Right.
So, you know, these, again, you can learn some valuable lessons by driving a junk car around for a year or two.
Yeah.
If you want a brand new car, you will when you get out of college and get a job.
Right.
And you buy your brand new car.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You learn to appreciate things.
Definitely. So, you know, don't try to outdo your parents.
Your childhood.
Don't try to live your child's life for them.
That's right.
That's a slightly different topic. And we've talked about that a little bit before, but
remember the valuable lessons that you learned and how you learned them.
Right.
And that's what you want to recreate for your children is giving your children an opportunity to learn life lessons, not to be driving a brand new sports car when they're 16.
Right. Yeah. So we'll post a link to the article in the show notes. You'll get a, you'll get a kick out of it. It's really
well
written.
I like that first title, though, the little one at the top. Where, please, what does it say?
Please don't try to give your kid the childhood you never had but always wanted.
No. Let them learn some life lessons.
Absolutely.
More valuable than the new gadgets.
That's right. So, all right. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so that'll be a letter from the listener
letter.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be back then. Have a great letter. That it gets to, it touches on the election just a little bit.
We've worked
not to really spend too much time talking about it, but we'll cover it just a smidge tomorrow.
There are some things that we probably should talk about as they relate to the election.
Yeah.
Not the results and all that stuff, but there's some good lessons in there.
Absolutely.
So we may broach that topic tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Wednesday. Okay.
So, all right. Well, we will see you then. So have a great day, and we'll see you in the morning.
Good day.
All right. Bye-bye.